Yeah, disappointed. Two plays in particular that I made. You don't expect them to make a 63-yard field goal, but if I just slide there, keep the clock running, they got to use a timeout. They probably don't get a field goal off at this point about that. I'm mad about the interception. You know, 9 minutes left in the fourth. You know, just Greg thought he was wide open. That jolted me. I made a snap decision, what I usually don't do. So, disappointed. We'll play.
On the interception.
No, just do it low, lower than I wanted.
With Coach McCarthy talked about his disappointment not getting any kind of running game going. Would you talk about what impact you think that had on whatever struggles you had on offense?
Well, they're tough up front. I got a great front seven. We had some good looks to run the ball in the first couple drives. Didn't get a whole lot done. Then we kind of went, with some of our four wide receiver personnel trying to get Cobb matched up in a positive situation. That was kind of the direction we went after that.
Aaron, from the penalties to the drops, was it just one of those games where it just didn't seem like things were going to bounce your way?
No, I still feel good about, what we had going there in the second half. We just, we had a few mistakes, but some of the penalties were definitely a little bizarre.
Aaron, can you speak a little bit more specifically on what kept them from being able to execute?
They got a great defense. You got to give them credit. They got some of the top guys in the league at their position. They made some good plays, good adjustments, disguised some coverages. We didn't have the opportunity to take a lot of shots down the field, but when we did, they made some plays on it. And we missed a couple third downs there. We probably should have had to keep drives going.
How do you think your two guys on the left side held up against the Spurs?
They played great. I mean, Justin had one tackle, I think, in the stats. Alden was, active, but the sack he got was when I was outside the pocket. So, Marshall did a great job. TJ, the whole line did a good job. We to be in the shotgun that many times and to play a defensive front like that with, four big-time pass rushers, and then you bring in Willis or Bowman at times. I thought they held up really good.
Were you able to sense that you were in a one-dimensional kind of posture and that they fed on that?
I don't know about them feeding on it. It was a lot of spread stuff for us. I felt like we moved the ball pretty well, though.
How frustrating was the officiating for you guys?
I think there were calls on both sides that were interesting. But a couple of the plays were either no calls that should have been calls or not the correct call.
You'd mentioned about being disappointed that you left time on the clock for them to kick that field goal. What do you think you should have done when you had the ball?
And maybe slide inbounds, make them take a timeout. They might have just ran the clock out from there. I mean, we punted. There was 18 seconds left, I believe. I got about 22 yards, I think, in 18 seconds. So, but, still, 63-yard field goal, that's pretty incredible still. Probably wouldn't happen if stay in bounds there.
If what?
If I just stay in bounds.
Oh, okay.
Why were you unable to get anything deep in this game?
They played pretty soft outside. They either played, two safeties high and played kind of over the top on JerMichael, or when they went to single safety, it was a lot of, seven, eight guys dropping. So they didn't want to give up the big play.
They
played great. Yeah, and that's kind of what we've been talking a lot about. He's a big-time player. Great punt return, obviously, but we're going to try and find ways to get him matched up on, positive mismatches for him out there. The more opportunities we can give him in space, there's a lot of good plays out there yet.
Is there one particular thing that you feel was the difference in the game, not just a play, but a particular theme or trend or anything in the game that you felt was the difference? were more physical or that they were able to run the ball better or whatever?
That's for you guys to figure it out. I don't know.
Two more. Is this a situation where you'd be glad to get back out there in 4 days, a short week?
Yeah, hopefully everybody's healthy and we come out of this, you know, without anybody missing a lot of time. But, yeah, it definitely helps. Short week, Chicago, common opponent. Another home game. We got to play better next week, this week.
Is this a sobering loss at all, given the high expectations you went in with?
It's one game. This is a team that was in the NFC Championship last year. It's a good team. Hopefully we see them down the road in the playoffs.